Our first speaker, who's going to give some background just very briefly as an introduction to this, is the founder and chief executive officer of Blue Chip Surgical Partners, Jeff Leland. Jeff will then turn it over to Dr. Phil Davidson. Dr. Davidson is a practicing orthopedic surgeon who is also involved in a whole number of other activities. He's an extremely gifted speaker, and he's going to talk about handling complex knee procedures in surgery centers. And you might have, that were distributed by email, copies of slides that Dr. Davidson provided. And so he'll speak for 20 to 30 minutes, including questions about complex orthopedic procedures. And each of the speakers are people that have gotten terrific reviews as speakers at our orthopedic-driven ambulatory surgical center conferences over the last several years. Our third speaker is a spine physician, John Caruso, who was developed with his three colleagues a surgery center, I believe, in Washington several years ago that focuses principally on spine. Also a very smart person and is always well-received as a speaker on these issues, and he's going to speak about some of the different issues, clinical as well as business to an extent, of handling spine procedures in a surgical center. Throughout the program, if at any time you'd like to email me a question, you could email me at sbecker@mcguirewoods.com. That's mcguirewoods.com. And I could make sure it gets asked at some point during the program, or we also, throughout the presentations, we'll take a few minutes periodically to open up for questions. So let me, I've worked with Jeff for a long time, and let me turn it over to Jeff Leland, who can open up the discussion. Thank you,
Scott. Thanks for inviting us to participate. Thank you to Jessica as well. Scott asked that I take a few minutes and just kind of set the stage for both Dr. Davidson and Caruso to talk about the more clinical aspects. But we launched Blue Chip Surgical specifically with the purpose of creating outpatient spine surgery centers. And we believe, and Dr. Caruso, and I'm sure Dr. Davidson will comment on this as well, but the technology, primarily imaging technology, and also the anesthesia is making it much more suitable and easy to transition these complex cases to an outpatient setting. And what we're finding this is being validated across the country. We have dedicated spine-only surgery centers that we've developed in Ohio and Maryland and St. Louis, and we've got two or three others under development. And we're finding almost universally that if you go slow and do it carefully, it's quite safe. Patients love it, and it creates a very productive environment for the surgeons. From a business standpoint, the growth in spine cases, we believe, will be about tenfold over the course of the next 10 years. And a combination of demographics and technology, but it's primarily shifting at the expense of inpatient cases. And we can talk about some of the financial aspects and the business aspects a little bit later. But, Scott, does that kind of set it up to move it over and transition to Dr. Davidson? Does that make sense, or do you want to get into a little bit more detail now?
No, I think that's terrific. I mean, just touching on sort of the movement surgery centers sort of becoming hospitals, handling more complex procedures, both because it's good for clinical reasons and also can work if managed right from a financial perspective, too. So let's turn it over to Dr. Davidson.